talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, this storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in a faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept them out all night. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Garth Brooks with Thunder Rolls, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. Well, we thought that we hope everyone survived the Hurricane Dorian as it passed by Charleston, and we thought that might be an appropriate song. The storm coming mostly over the evening hours a couple days ago. So hope everyone stayed safe and their family and property made it through the storm okay. Well, today's radio show, we're going to be taking a look back at the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happened two weekends ago at the Galliard Center in downtown Charleston. We've got some more interviews from the almost 100 A-list local contractors that were at the show. And so today we're going to be listening into interviews. In case you missed coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show, you can still get a sense of what it was like. And also you can contact these same vendors by visiting CharlestonFallHomeShow.com, CharlestonFallHomeShow.com, and if you scroll down, you'll see a list of all of the vendors, all the contractors that were on display at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and they've got links. You can easily reach out to them and talk to them about your project, because these are very, very motivated contractors. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And here we are at the HLG Perennial Growers of Low Country display, talking to Christian Teague. How are you doing, Christian?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. And you've got your son next to you here.
Yes, this is Mr. Eli. He's helping us at the home show today.
Well, good deal. You've been teaching him the trade, huh?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a few years now. I've been in home shows ever since I was a newborn, so I pretty much know what to say, and I've done pretty good.
Well, let's tell everyone about HLG Growers.
Well, we are a landscaping business, but we can not only do landscaping, we can do hardscaping, masonry work, for example, fireplaces, water features. We can do, we're full masonry service. We can do water and fire features, concrete finishing, patios and pavers, landscape design, We have had over 17 years of experience designing balanced and unified landscapes from the high country to the low country. We've done a lot of stuff with Brownswood Nursery, low country pavers, stuff like that. Site one is where we get more of our
aggregate products.
Yeah.
Yep. And we work with local businesses and the local homeowners.
Excellent. We'll describe the HLG display here. It's an awesome display.
What we have going on here is an assortment of perennial plants, trees, and shrubs that we use in underlayment presentations in landscape. And then we have an artistic rock and stone display, several things in just showing what we're basically able to do for design services. And we have digital design services now, computer driven. We do a lot of drainage mitigation work, a lot of hardscape and pavers, a whole lot of pavers and installation of pavers.
All right, great. Well, how can folks get more information about HLG Growers?
You can visit
HLGGrowers.com.
And you can also call 843-901-4862.
Yep.
Or visit us online and follow us.
All right, great. We've been talking to Eli and Christian Teague with HLG Growers. Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And now we're talking with remodeling contractor and custom builder Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. How are you doing, Kevin?
Great, Tim. Great to be here.
Kevin, you had one of the seminars, the free seminars that we do at the Charleston Fall Home Show yesterday. I sat in on it, and boy, I was impressed. Talk about the seminar a little bit.
It was a fun time. We had a bunch of people who came, and we had the opportunity to present how to make custom details using stock moldings and ways that we can get a designer look at a lower budget price, and it was very well received.
Yeah, and I like that one thing that you said that was in your experience, you've never had one homeowner say that they didn't want to save money, and that's kind of what you were doing with this seminar, was presenting a lot of different ideas that are kind of low-cost ideas, but you're not sacrificing the look or the integrity that goes into a project. Can you give a couple of examples?
One of the examples was a coffered ceiling in a home. You know, coffered ceilings are a hot button. A lot of people love to have them. They're expensive to do. We do them many times out of sheetrock with a bead on the bottom of them that mimics the wood and then painted with a semi-gloss material. And it looks exactly the same way for a fraction of the cost. It's a great cost savings, and you get a lot of bang for the buck.
Yeah, and you gave another example of you had bought a pallet of marble pool coping that was intended for the coping around a swimming pool, and used those for stair treads for a homeowner.
Yeah, that was a really interesting purchase. I was at an auction, and I saw this tile, and I kept looking at it and thought about it, and I saw it looks exactly like stair tread material, and so I bought it, and that's what we decided to use it on. It's really been impressive. Wear forever, first off, but secondly, it's just a different material. The coastal environment, it looks really, really great, and we're using things like that are not really made for what we're using it for, and just trying to think outside the box. We're using a lot of industrial fencing for exterior handrails now. That's been very, very popular. We're doing it over and over again for clients, one after another.
Interesting. And you told me at one point that every time you introduce one of these ideas to one of your customers, they always say yes. They just love these ideas that you're giving them that help ultimately save them money and have a great look.
Well, everybody wants to save money. It doesn't matter what your budget is. Everybody wants to save money. So when you can come up with a cost-saving approach, we call it using the economy pencil in our office. And when we use the economy pencil to give someone a cost savings, we can save somebody 5, 10, 15% sometimes on a job just by changing materials without changing the final outcome.
Well, good deal. And the display you have here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, I think you grew your space from a 10-foot booth to a 10 by 20, and it's just covered with photographs of all these different projects and details of some of the building materials and projects that Kalman Construction has done. Tell us a little bit about these photos.
We decided to upgrade the booth size this year to a double booth for two reasons. One is we wanted to show more product that we've done. We've got 40 years of construction photos. It's a lot of stuff. And secondly, with my wife doing the backsplash mosaics, we wanted to be able to show two of those. So being able to show all of these photos, a lot of these photos are the same photos that we used in the seminar yesterday. Mm-hmm. So people will come through and look at these, and then I'll use them in the seminar and say, this is how we saved money when we created that look. And so.
Right, and just the time we've been talking, I've seen several homeowners pop into the Kalman Construction display, and they walk over to one of the photos that they see. I just saw a couple looking at an outdoor shower that Kalman Construction had built, and the husband and wife were pointing at the photographs and everything. And if folks didn't make it down to the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend, how can they reach Kalman Construction?
They can reach us. They can call us on the phone at 843-856-0515, or kalmanconstruction.com will get them to us.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And now we're talking with Jarrett Porter with Leaf Filter Gutter Protection. How you doing, Jarrett?
I'm doing good, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. So what are you talking about to homeowners this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
So we're actually talking about our product, Leaf Filter Gutter Protection. It's a surgical-grade stainless steel mesh. It's resting upon 100% vinyl backing. It can go on top of your already existing gutters at home.
Gotcha. And those gutters can be a great thing, but once they get clogged and then they start overflowing, you're going to end up rotting the fascia boards on your house. And how can a leaf filter prevent that from happening?
Good question, Tim. So the way that leaf filter is made, it's a surgical-grade stainless steel. It's identical to material cardiologists use for artificial heart stents, so it's non-corrosive and nothing biodegradable can stick to it or grow on it. Any leaves, debris that will, of course, land on a product such as this, a simple wind will blow it off. It's got a lifetime money-back guarantee to never get clogged, as well as a lifetime transferable warranty.
And how can folks get more information about leaf filter gutter protection?
They can either, A, come on to the Charleston Home Show and talk to us ourselves. We'll be able to hook them up with a coupon that way. Or, of course, check out leaffilter.com.
All right, great. We've been talking to Jarrett Porter with Leaf Filter Gutter Protection. Thanks so much, Jarrett.
Thank you very much, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And now we're talking with landscape architect Hayward Townsend with Living Designs Landscaping. How you doing, Hayward?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good, good. Hayward, I have to say this is one of the best displays here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and so much effort you can tell went into this. Can you try to paint a picture for our listeners of what we're seeing here?
Certainly, I'll try my best. It's basically we have a 10-foot by 20-foot area, so I wanted to create a nice little kind of a patio haven sanctuary area that people could see that you can do a whole lot with just a little bit of space. We used pavers, some different types of stones, edging, and then a multiple of plants and foliage and flowers. Also a centerpiece, a focal point of the fountain that just kind of brings it all together. So then we have a little off branch with a bench where someone could sit down and actually enjoy it. So just showing people that you can do a lot with a little.
Yeah, and the pavers, these are like kind of like large format tiles is what they resemble, but they're what are these pavers made out of?
Yeah, they're 18-inch by 18-inch bluestone that's kind of cut with a little bit of a ragged edge to give that kind of natural look to it. And yeah, they're just real easy to place, very geometric, but you can do geometric shaped patios so you could fit your furniture in it, but then with the plantings, loosen it up with all the billowy foliage and such to make it natural.
And the pavers that you're discussing, in between the pavers there's some cracks, and then we've got like some river rocks as a kind of like an edging. Would you consider this a pervious surface material for the ground?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, there's plenty of opportunities for water to go in between the cracks, and the stone we have, the river rocks especially, because there's lots of big gaps in there that water can drain through.
Drainage is a big issue in Charleston, and you know, some people may have some standing water in their yard when it rains, that kind of thing, certain materials like concrete, the water doesn't have anywhere to go to, so it just drains off. Whereas this particular material, the rainwater is going to be able to go back into the earth. And it looks like you've got everything just sort of, I see layers and layers of work here.
Yes, indeed. In fact, when we first got here, it was putting down the pavers and the edging, and then doing the plantings, kind of starting with the big stuff and working our way to the small, and then just tucking in things wherever there are gaps and things to make it look nice.
You know, and I'm amazed. I think you, when you started our interview, you said you wanted to show what you can do in a small space, and it seems like people's lots are becoming smaller and smaller these days, and this being a 10 by 20 space, it feels spacious, and yet there's so much variety here, several disciplines with the pavers and the different plantings.
Yeah, and exactly. In fact, I've had a lot of people want to take this whole display and just lift it and put it into their yard, which I don't blame them. It's beautiful.
Well, they can come on Monday and help you lift everything, right?
That's exactly right, to help with the teardown. And, you know, you can go to our website, actually, and see what this looks like. We're going to put it all up there at livingdesignslandscaping.com.
livingdesignslandscaping.com. How about a phone number, Hayward?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 843-640-3761, and if you don't catch anybody, you can leave a message and we'll get right back to you.
All right, great. We've been talking to landscape architect Hayward Townsend with Living Designs Landscaping. Thanks so much, Hayward, and thanks so much for being at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Thank you, too. It's always a pleasure.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Now we're talking with Brooke Stout with Mount Valley Foundation Services. How are you doing, Brooke?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Sure. What are you talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
So we're actually talking to homeowners this weekend about any kind of foundation issues that they're facing. So whether it's cracks in their home, whether there's some dampness in their crawl space, if they're looking to encapsulate, or even if they have some sinking concrete around their house, including sidewalks, driveways, patios.
Is that a common problem in the Lowcountry as far as foundation problems?
Yes, it definitely is. With the sandy soil and the shifting going on, we see a lot of that happening in Charleston.
And I think a lot of people, a lot of our listeners might be experiencing something like that, and they might wonder, they might be afraid to call someone to get help because it might be too expensive. What's the average cost to correct a problem like that?
So we don't really generally have an average cost, just because all of our services just vary. We're very customizable depending on how the homeowner wants to deal with the issue and whether they're looking at, you know, completely fixing it or whether they're looking at, you know, just picking and choosing different things. So we don't like to go over cost until we come out and do that free inspection for them.
Gotcha. And what are some of the telltale signs that they might be experiencing a foundation problem?
So we're looking for cracked bricks. We're looking for cracks in drywalls that won't go away. We're also looking for some dampness in the crawl space. So if you have some bouncy floors, whether you're noticing some separation in your tiles, if you have like a mildewy smell coming out from your crawl space as well, those are all foundation issue problems.
Maybe you put a marble down on the floor and it rolls on its own, or maybe door that sticks.
Definitely. That's another sign for sure.
Well, how can folks get more information about Mount Valley Foundation Services?
So I'd love to see them come out to the show this weekend and talk to me. But if they're unable to make it, they can definitely visit our website at fixmyfoundation.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Brooke Stout with Mount Valley Foundation Services. Thanks so much, Brooke.
Great, thank you.
And now we're talking with Isaac Moyer Woodworking here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. How you doing, Isaac?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's been a very eventful past day and half of this day, actually.
Excellent, excellent. Well, people not familiar with Isaac Moyer Woodworking, they come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. What are they going to see in your display?
Well, what you're seeing if you walk around here are mainly my root table items on display, which comes from a variety of different kinds of woods, mostly local areas where I'm at is where I find them. Right now here are just coffee tables, but I'm also displaying in my portfolio possible dining room table sizes.
And what is a root table? Paint a picture for our listeners of what that looks like.
Sure. So normally you'd see a tree, it disappears into the ground, and what's underground is not known. I'll cut the tree off just about 2 feet above the ground and pull the roots up out of the ground and flip that whole piece upside down. So the roots are now facing upward, more like the branches would be growing upward of a tree, but it's actually the root itself where an incredible amount of character is trapped inside that. And put a glass piece on top of that, and you have a beautiful table.
Excellent. Did these have any particular finishes, or is it just all natural?
So when I finish a root, get it down, the bark is removed, it's cleaned, it's ready for the last step, I will hand rub on a boiled linseed oil protectant. So that basically gives it a soft shine, a soft luster without being too plastic looking, say that what you'd get from a varnish or a polyurethane or something like that. So and it protects it from dust and kids' fingerprints and all that.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Isaac Moyer Woodworking?
Sure. Well, if you're by the home show in the next day or two, stop on by my booth here. If not, Moyer Woodworking, it's Moyer woodworking.com. You can find my contact information, portfolio, and any other information about what I do and how I do it.
If you want a very unique item for your home, you definitely have to check out Isaac Moyer Woodworking. These root tables are amazing. Thanks so much, Isaac.
Hey, thank you very much.
And now we're talking with Mac McIntosh with Next Gen Automated. How you doing, Mac?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. So, Mac, I believe you are the only audio-video, I guess they call it a low-voltage contractor here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Describe what you're displaying here for homeowners.
We have an interactive display here. We're displaying three television screens with distributed video. We have a distributed audio, panelized lighting, automated shades, heating and air control, a little bit of everything. So it's totally interactive. People are welcome to come up and push buttons and watch the magic happen.
That's cool. That's cool. So is that an intercom button I see over here?
Yeah, that's a front door station. So it'll actually give you on-screen display for the touch screens in the house. So you can do video intercom. So you can see them. They can't see you, obviously, but you can see them and communicate with them, not only from the on-wall touch screens, but also your mobile device.
What kinds of bells and whistles are homeowners asking Next Gen Automated about?
Well, distributed audio is really one of our staples, and everybody loves music throughout the home. So that usually is something that they ask for. And then also now surveillance has become almost a prerequisite anymore for homes. People like to keep an eye on what's happening not only with their kids, but if they're absentee homeowners, second homes, you know, just keeping up with the property, seeing who's coming and going and making sure that everything is taken care of.
Excellent. And how can folks get more information about Next Gen Automated?
They can call us 843-871-8531 on the web, nextgenautomated.com, and we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All right, great. We've been talking to Mac McIntosh with Next Gen Automated at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Mac.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Ben Heckman with Enhance Wood Refinishing. How you doing, Ben?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Tell everyone about Enhance Wood Refinishing and what you've been talking to homeowners about this weekend at the show.
Yeah, so we are a wood refinishing company. We primarily do kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, refinishing, refacing, cabinet modifications. A lot of what we're doing is homeowners aren't happy with the color of their cabinets, so we're coming in and changing the color. It's usually white or some other variation of white. The islands are a lot of times a different color, blue or gray. So that's our refinishing color change. We also can do refacing where we actually get you new doors, change the style of doors. We do modifications where we can do pullouts, different hinges, soft close, you know, drawer glides, all kinds of good stuff.
Who's a typical customer of Enhance? Like how old are their is their house or their kitchen?
Yeah, usually we're dealing with homeowners that are, you know, the house is 5 to 35 years old, usually 10 to 15 years. You know, your cabinets get outdated just like anything else, and it's a good time to, usually in that 10, 15 years is a good time to get those updated and usually, like I said, change the color and style.
Are there ever any instances where the cabinets are, you're not able, Enhance is not able to refinish the cabinets because maybe they were kind of cheap cabinets to begin with, or?
We haven't come across too many that we haven't been able to refinish or reface. A lot of times there's a particular door style, it's called thermofoil, that is a vinyl wrapped door that has MDF underneath, and the vinyl over time has a tendency to come unglued, and the MDF, once it gets wet, it starts to disintegrate, and so we come in and we actually change those doors out completely. The boxes are usually in pretty good shape, they're usually hardwood, and so we're able to reuse the boxes and then just get new doors.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Enhance Wood Refinishing?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 843-303-9706 or visit us at enhancecharleston.com.
And that is the letter N, then H-A-N-C-E. N, the letter N, enhance.com.
That's correct.
All right, great. We've been talking to Ben Heckman with Enhance Wood Refinishing, and thanks so much for being at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Glad to be here.
Mike, tell everyone what you've been talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show and what you have on display.
So we've got all our fixtures, all LED products, all copper and brass that are non-corrosive metals, stuff that lasts a lifetime here in the Sierra that we give a lifetime guarantee on. Being the fall, we're getting into the holiday season. We are specialists in holiday lighting, so a lot of customers are asking about that. So we do holiday packages where we sell you the lights. We come, install the Christmas lights, take them down, and store them for the year. So it's no fuss, no muss for y'all.
Very good. And these fixtures look like they are going to last a long, long time.
Yes, definitely. Because of the metals we use in the sea air, you want something that's non-corrosive. So, you know, like I said, they'll last a lifetime. I give lifetime guarantee on them with regular maintenance. Not to mention, you know, we've been in Charleston as a company almost 20 years. I've got fixtures I'm servicing, same quality fixtures from 20 years ago that have held up.
And I know I ask this question of you a lot, but I think it's important to remind listeners. You know, everyone is trying to save money and doesn't want to spend extra money on their energy bills. About how much is it going to cost to have outdoor lighting around their house from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
So typically, you know, everything's LED, so it is energy efficient. Our smallest transformer I typically install is a 300 watt, which has a 60 light capacity. Now, I've had customers, you know, go to that capacity of 60 lights, run the lights dusk till dawn, so that's night in, night out, for 30 days. They spend about $3 to $4 a month. So very energy efficient. Now, mind you, that's a 60-light system. The average system is going to be about 10 lights. You're going to spend about 50 cents a month if you ran them all night.
That's great. And having those lights on does tend to add a little extra security to your house. You don't want people creeping around your house if it's dark.
That's exactly right. You know, it's the beauty, it's the ambiance, but it's also the safety. You know, if somebody wants to break in or is casing your house, they're looking for a dark house. You've got some subtle outdoor lighting. You know, it looks like somebody's home. You know, it helps with the prevention of that, definitely.
Well, how can folks get more information about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You can call us at 843-412-5874, or you can visit us online at charleston.outdoorlights.com.
All right, thanks. We've been talking to Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, buddy.
And now we're talking with Seth Newman with Port City Elevator here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. How you doing, Seth?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Seth, take a moment and tell our listeners what you've been talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
We've been talking with people about accessibility in their homes and overcoming some barriers like steps that they may be facing. A lot of the newer houses are building up as opposed to out, so a lot of people they do struggle with stairs sometimes.
Gotcha. And does Port City Elevator do more installations in new construction, or are you able to retrofit into existing homes?
Probably 70% new construction, 30% retrofitting.
And a lot of times those people building the new homes, they may not really need an elevator today, but they're thinking ahead to the future.
Correct. We work with people to go ahead and design the space so that it's ready for an elevator, whether it's 3 months or 3 years down the line.
So I've seen a lot of new homes that that have the elevator shaft that's built into the home already, so that they can install an elevator later at some point.
Absolutely. That saves people thousands of dollars in the future when they do decide to put it in.
But if someone does want to retrofit their home with an elevator, how do they go about doing that?
A lot of times you can put it on the perimeter of the house if they do not have an elevator shaft in place. We've got some other products that they could look at as well, whether it be a stair lift, an outdoor lift. We kind of got a product to really fit about any kind of application.
And this caught my eye the other day when you were setting up for the Charleston Fall Home Show. I guess you call it a pneumatic elevator. It looks like a glass tube inside somebody's living room.
That's correct. It is driven by air. It comes in three different sizes, 30, 37, and 52 inches in diameter. It's really, really good for adding to an existing house because of the smaller footprint. But it comes in a tube form just like that, and it can lift 500 pounds.
Up to 500 pounds, wow. Is it big enough to fit if somebody was in a wheelchair?
The larger 52-inch is large enough to fit a wheelchair in.
Wow, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Port City Elevator?
They could go on our website at portcityelevator.com and check us out and get in contact with us.
Great. Well, we've been talking to Seth Newman with Port City Elevator. Thanks so much for being at the Charleston Fall Home Show, Seth.
Thank you, guys.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and now we're talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. How you doing, J.R.?
Doing great, Tim.
Good, good. J.R., you're a landscape architect. What are you talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk today about designing backyards. That's been a big overarching theme, that and people building houses looking for an overall landscape plan and drainage plans. So I think in going into drainage plans, that's the third thing, is stormwater issues, people dealing with flooding and trying to figure out what to do. So that's another big topic of the weekend.
Gotcha. And and Remark Landscape Architecture, you folks have got some different packages that you can offer homeowners as well, right?
That's correct. We offer different levels of design services, from a basic plan to a classic, all the way up to, we can handle everything for you, including construction observation.
Excellent. And how can folks get more information about Remark Landscape Architecture?
Yeah, the best way to go is to go to our website, and then they can go there and they can email us directly and fill out a summary, and so that way we can contact them.
All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. Thanks so much, J.R.
Thank you. And also, I don't think I gave my website out, so go to remarkstudiollc.com.
remarkstudiollc.com. All right. Thank you, JR.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie. How are you doing, Shoshana?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. So thanks so much to Shelf Genie for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. And you've got a beautiful 10 by 20 display here. Tell our listeners what you have on display and what you've been talking to homeowners about this weekend.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, we have a brand new display this year, and it's really great. We have the tray bin on the bottom that you can pull out to put your vertical things low. We also have an option to put your vertical things high. We have pantry display with different size glide outs, full extension, 100-pound capacity, glide outs for under your sink with risers to put your wet stuff on the top and your tall stuff on the bottom, blind corner solutions that are the best use of blind corner space. We have places to put cookbooks and trash bins and corner glide arounds that replace lazy Susans and compartmentalized glide outs and file drawers and trick drawers that have two layers for pots and utensils. So we're loaded over here.
Shelf Genie is definitely the drawer experts, and you specialize in retrofitting homeowners' existing kitchen cabinets, right?
Yes, we do. Cabinets, pantries, spaces, cutout spaces that you never even knew you had.
Yeah, nobody likes to get down on their hands and knees and look in the back of the cabinet for certain items. And if you've got these very sturdy pull-out shelves from Shelf Genie, that you don't have to do that. You just pull out that shelf and you see exactly what's been in the back of the cabinets.
Absolutely. It's always more pleasure at home because you're not fighting for your things.
Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
Excellent. Well, they can go to shelfgenie.com/Charleston. Or they can call me direct for their appointment, and if they do it in a hurry, I may even be able to extend the home show special, which is free installation, 843-670-1392.
All right, very good. We've been talking to Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie. Thanks so much for being here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, Shoshana.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Sammy Kuzmar with Stellar Air and Stellar Engraving. How you doing, Sammy?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Thanks so much for being at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And you know, one of the things that makes the Charleston Fall Home Show unique is we're very, very careful in who we invite to participate in our home show. We want as many different custom products and ideas and services as possible. And I have to say, Stellar Air Decorative Vent Covers is one of the most unique products that we've got here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Describe what you have on display and what you've been talking to homeowners about this weekend.
Well, thank you. It is unique. What we do is we offer a metal grill replacement for your metal grill, something you can take off, get that ugly look that normally air filters go into, and replace it with a decorative wood one. Make your home look like an artwork.
So if you have central heat and air at home, which we all do, you've got an air return, usually someplace middle of the house. It's usually quite visible, and most people have one of those just basic air vents that are there. And so Stellar Air Decorative Vent Covers comes in, and you do what?
Well, we actually manufacture them. So we'll take your design or your style. You say, I have a 20 by 20 or 20 by 25, and we'll come up with a design and something that will replace it. You take off the cover of your existing one, and these are magnetically held on so that you can use your existing box, and it'll become more decorative to the room. You're right. A lot of places we see it is in a hallway or basically in a living room where it's quite obvious, and we've had customers put it like a chair or a table to cover them, so they're not as obvious as they look. So,
you know, there's a reason that all of the mechanicals in your home are in your attic or maybe below your house. They're in a closet. They're somewhere out of the way. People don't want to see them. And that air vent that you have, that air return in your house, that's part of the mechanicals that people really don't want to see. And Stellar Air Decorative Vent Covers, you've found a solution to that.
Yes, and it's unique to us. And our biggest thing is that people don't know about it. They live with it. They have no idea that they can fix it or change it or get their own personality built into it. And that's where we came to your show, to educate the people and let them know this is what we can do.
Beautiful. You have beautiful air vent covers here. And how can folks get more information from Stellar Air Decorative Vent Covers?
So they can definitely go online, check us out, you know, Facebook. We're online at stellarairvents.com, or we have our shop on here on James Island where we make the items and design it off of Fleming Road.
Very good. We've been talking to Sammy Kuzmar with Stellar Air Decorative Vent Covers, and Stellar is STELLAR. Thanks so much, Sammy.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And now we're talking with Rich Piotrowski with Sunview Solar of Charleston. How you doing, Rich?
Oh, I'm doing great this morning.
Good, good. Rich, what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Well, we're talking to them about the variety of things they need to do to their homes. We're here representing Eric from Sunview, General Contractors and Sunview Solar. He's a locally based general contractor here in the Charleston, the greater Charleston area. He lives up in the Somerville area, where we also live. Mm-hmm. And we're talking to folks about work that they need in done in their homes, everything from extensions to what we're really trying to talk to folks today about is the solar energy mm-hmm. that we can do.
Gotcha. Are there still tax credits out there for people who decide to buy solar panels for their house?
Yes, the credits are in effect till the end of this year. That's when the federal credits are due to expire unless they're extended. But there's recently, I think it was this past May, the state passed a new law. I don't recall the name of it, that guarantees that people can get the net metering done in the state. So it's really beneficial to promote solar. So I think we're going to see a big, big push in solar in the next 6 months, especially as we're coming towards the end of those federal credits.
And how can folks get more information about Sunview Solar of Charleston?
Well, they can contact Annette at Sunview. Annette is Eric's wife, and the best number to reach them at is at 843-532-9157. Again, it's 843-532-9157, and they can speak with Annette or Eric.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Rich Piotrowski with Sunview Solar of Charleston. Thanks so much, Rich.
All right, thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Now we're talking to Christian Haney with Super Green Solutions. How are you doing, Christian?
I'm doing excellent today. Yourself, sir?
Good, good. So describe your display. What are you showing to homeowners this weekend?
So this weekend, what we're showing to homeowners are energy efficiency products for their home. So we've got endo window, which are interior storm inserts to help reduce electricity usage and heating and cooling costs from leaky windows. We've got insulation here showing the differences between your blow-in insulation, your spray foam insulation, showing how that's going to help keep and reduce your electric bill about 20% or more just by going with spray foam. We've got solar panels on display, plus some homes that we have done with solar panels. And then we've got LED solar lights for the outside of homes to be able to show people garden setups and back patio ways of just making your home look beautiful but reducing your electric cost.
Very good. It's all about energy efficiency and reducing costs for the homeowner.
Yes, sir. We take a holistic approach when looking at electricity usage and reduction for a homeowner. Solar's great. We love it. But there's so many things we can do to help people out since not everybody can go solar. So we try to offer the whole gambit of ways just to reduce your electric bill for the homeowner and to make your home even more valuable since people want an energy efficient home.
And how can folks get more information about Super Green Solutions?
So folks can look us up. We're Super Green Solutions of Charleston. So you can go to our Facebook page and find us that way. You can also look at us on the internet, Super Green Solutions of Charleston. And then you can also stop by our place at Piggly Wiggly Drive in North Charleston. Our address is 4531 Piggly Wiggly Drive, site 201. And you'll be able to find us there. And we're in the office Monday through Friday as well.
All right, great. We've been talking to Christian Haney with Super Green Solutions. Thanks so much, Christian.
Thank you so much yourself, sir. Y'all have a great day.
And now we're talking with Drew Harris with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. How you doing, Drew?
Great, thank you.
Good. Drew, what are you displaying here at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Well, we have two booths this year. This booth that you're standing in right now is displaying on windows, roofing, and siding. The other one's just primarily gutters.
Okay, gotcha. And talk about what makes Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, some of your products, unique.
So they're completely custom. So we're just going to, any size window you need, we can make that fit that spot. And the gutters are completely seamless. Siding is all vinyl, and we just started doing roofing, so we're pushing on roofing. We do both shingles and metal.
All right, good deal. And how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern and all the different products that you folks offer?
Our website is gutterscharleston.com, or they can come see us at Sam's Club in North Charleston.
All right, great. We've been talking to Drew Harris with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Thanks for being at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. How you doing, Greg?
Good, very good. Good to see you.
You too. Greg, what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend and showing them at the Universal Marble and Granite display?
So this Thursday, we took a beautiful quartz product from Pacific Shores called Invisible Gray, and we 45'd the top of it. We 45'd the side of it. We got a matching Akimi epoxy and put together a beautiful countertop for display here that looks like it's a 3-inch thick piece of marble. So it's been getting a lot of attention so far.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, this, it does look like a 3-inch thick slab of marble. So can you kind of walk me through how you did this?
Sure. So basically, it's like a mini waterfall. So a waterfall would be just like this, except go all the way down to the floor. Mm-hmm. We seem to be doing a lot of those on islands, either on one or both sides right now. So you basically take your top, and you have a 45-inch cut in it, and then you have a 45-inch cut the other way on the piece that seams up to it. So literally, you've only lost an eighth of an inch of material, which is the thickness of the saw blade. So all of your veining and colors are able to line up. So as you wrap that around, it looks just absolutely gorgeous. And then we get a color-matched Akimi epoxy that matches the base tone of the quartz. So, and we have specialty clamps that put it all together. And then once you laminate it, boy, it's heavy, though.
I bet. Well, how can folks get more information about Universal Marble and Granite?
So they can. We're off Peppermill Parkway at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston off of Ashley Phosphate. We got some great news last week. We got a letter from the Post and Courier. Universal Marble and Granite is the winner of the Charleston Choice Award again this year. We won it in 16, and we were one of only two finalists back in 17 and 18. So very proud of that. And last Monday, we got our 60th five-star Google rating.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on that. Well, we've been talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. And thanks so much, Greg, for being here at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Great. Thank you. My pleasure.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And now we're talking with Sean Zack with Universal Windows Direct. How you doing, Sean?
Great. And yourself?
Good, good. Sean, what are you talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Just the advantages of installing new windows, saving on your energy costs, and overall installation processes.
Gotcha. And where around town does Universal Windows do a lot of your installations?
The whole area, really. I mean, from all of Dorchester, Charleston counties. So yeah, pretty much everywhere.
Are there any telltale signs that people should recognize and know that they need to replace their windows?
Absolutely. If they have the old wood windows, they definitely it's time to replace those for sure. If you have the newer construction houses, you start getting the fog in between the glass. They're no longer energy efficient when that happens, so it's definitely time for that too.
Good deal. And how can folks get more information about Universal Windows Direct?
They can just give us a call. Come into the office. We're on Ashley Phosphate in North Charleston. Just look us up online.
All right, very good. And we've been talking to Sean Zack with Universal Windows Direct. Thanks so much, Sean.
Thanks, sir.
And now we're talking with Alex Fresh with Wellcom Design and Remodeling. How you doing, Alex?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. Thanks so much for being here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And
Describe the Welcome Design and Remodeling display and what you're talking to homeowners about this weekend.
What we're showing here at the home show this weekend, we've got a really nice contemporary modern cabinetry display, sort of an example of a normal kitchen that we do, showing our Wellborn cabinetry, our Silestone and LG quartz countertops, a line of elongated subway tile, some Berenson hardware, and a few fixtures as well that we like to provide as part of our package. We have a full design showroom located in Ladson, just across the street from the fairgrounds, where we show each of these products, the cabinetry, the countertops, the fixtures, the flooring, and really everything in between. So you can come to one place and remodel a kitchen, a bathroom. We do bookcases, built-ins, and all those individual features as well. So one-stop shop for you.
That's impressive. And what if, do you have to stay within the same footprint of a kitchen or a bathroom? Or what if someone wanted to take down the wall, so they have to hire a separate contractor for that?
Don't need to hire a separate contractor for any of that kind of thing. And that's actually one of the things we really specialize in, is we don't want to take out the old thing and just replace it exactly, but with new products. If there's a better, more efficient way to gain you more storage, or whatever you're really looking for out of your kitchen, we want to go through that full design process to make your dreams a reality.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Welcome Design and Remodeling?
You can give us a call at our showroom at 843-695-0000 or visit us online at welcomecabinets.net. We're happy to take some appointments and come on out and get the ball rolling for you. It doesn't cost you a penny.
Super. We've been talking to Alex Fresh with Welcome Design and Remodeling. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Now we're talking with Tammy Keegan with West Shore Home. How are you doing, Tammy?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Tell everybody about West Shore Home and what you've been talking to homeowners about this weekend.
Well, West Shore Home, we have a lofty goal of we would like to become the most admired home improvement company in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So we're starting here in Charleston and helping people be happier by giving them a bathroom they love. Maybe they've got one that's not working out quite well enough for them on stepping over the tub, or maybe they've just got an old and outdated one that has pink tile from the 50s. We've kind of seen it all, but we like to come in, take care of all of that, get rid of the old stuff, and give them a brand new bathroom that they can love.
So West Shore Home, you folks concentrate on bathroom remodeling?
Yes, we do bathroom remodeling. We concentrate mainly in the wet area, the tub shower replacement. That's the most technical part of a bathroom remodel, and that's where we're experts, and we don't think anybody does it any better than us.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about West Shore Home?
They can reach out to us at westshorehome.com, which is our website, or if you want to give us a call, you can call us at 843-410-7577.
All right, great. We've been talking to Tammy Keegan with West Shore Home about their bathroom remodeling at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much for being here, Tammy.
Thank you for having us.
We're here at the Charleston Fall Home Show at the Gilliard Center, downtown Charleston. Now we're talking with Ainsworth Ziegler with Ziegler Farms Handcrafted Flooring. How you doing, Ainsworth?
Just fine.
Good, good. Describe what you're showing here to attendees here at the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend.
Well, we try to do things that are a little different that you can't find anywhere else. Authentic, actual wide plank flooring is solid wood. I actually go out and handpick the logs, but mark the timber before it's ever cut. I saw my own lumber. We dry it. We do all the millwork, all the handwork, and all the finish work. So it comes pre-finished, and with any different design, we'll provide 6, 8, 10, 12, and 14-inch wide boards. The edges and the ends are hand-hewn. We can add distressing. We can add wire brushing. We can do it in virtually any color you want, and it all comes pre-finished. And we ship all over the United States, and we deliver ourselves within 200 or 300 miles. With a box truck, so it doesn't matter where you are or what environment you live in. We've done houses from California to Ontario, Canada in the last 15 years, and and never had to go back to a house due to cupping or anything like that. A lot of people would tell you that you can't use wide plank flooring in moist environments with the homes today. We do glue down on concrete. We do nail down or nail down plus glue, pretty much any combination, and never had a problem with any cupping.
Excellent. And what's the species of wood that Ziegler Farms handcrafted flooring uses?
It's all longleaf pine. Longleaf pine is the hardest of all the pine species. It's where all of your antique art pine came from. And those trees are beginning to be harder and harder to find because it's the rarest of all the pine species. But I work with several different timber buyers, and when they get into a track of old-growth timber and it's got some of my kind of stuff on it, they know what I'm looking for. They'll call me, and I allow me to go out and mark the timber. Of course, I pay a premium to get the cream of the crop, and they're glad to bring it to me.
And if I were to describe what some of the Ziegler Farms handcrafted flooring looks like, I would say it's got kind of a distress look, which is very, very popular today. People want the flooring, the wood flooring, to look like it's been installed in the house for 100 years or more. Would you agree with that?
Yes. We can do all kind of looks. Some are more modern looking than others, but most of my flooring looks old and reclaimed look, but it doesn't have that reclaimed price. My pre-finished flooring, for instance, that's hand distressed, edges and ends hand hewn, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 14s, generally runs $850 a square foot. We have a show special on this weekend for $750 a square foot if it's ordered within the next month.
And what would you describe some of these colors that we're looking at here? We've got grays and...
Well, for instance, this first one, we just did a very large high-end home over in Calden River Plantation with this floor. That's called Cafe. This is the next one is a gray-looking floor called Driftwood. The next one is a beigey gray floor that I've named Sandpiper. The next one is a floor that's... looks like it came off the side, old boards that came off the side of a house. We call that lighthouse. The next one is just a dark, old world design. And then the others are just more basic wood color designs with different colors. We've got one here with stained with Early American, one, a couple there with Provincial, one wire brush, one not. And then my original floor we call Old World. It's the old world color and looks like it came out of a house, like the old houses looked 200 years ago.
Yeah, this one looks very much like old antique heart pine.
That's right.
Well, how can folks get more information about Ziegler Farms handcrafted flooring?
All they've got to do is Google Ziegler Farms handcrafted flooring, and the Ziegler is spelled Z-E-A-G-L-E-R.
All right, very good. We've been talking with Ainsworth Ziegler with Ziegler Farms Handcrafted Flooring out of Sylvania, Georgia. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.